Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
5:07.
What?
Into the happy hour.
What?
Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Chris Zello getting ready for Fresno State, San Diego State.
This
out
was
in Fresno.
Chris's fault.
Yeah, maybe so. A 24-minute Big Five will get you to 5:07.
You know, I think it's not a secret at this point. Sometimes we have to record before the show.
Yeah.
And for a while, we were trying to keep that secret. But sometimes the first question is 12 minutes.
When it goes 24 minutes, it's kind of tough to keep it a secret at that point.
Yeah, because we're not carrying over no. and all this other stuff.
No,
but
no.
in the new year, I want us to work on getting it under 20 minutes.
And the crazy part is we have a ton of practice because of the baseball season. Like, we have to record those more often than not.
Yeah.
And
I think it's because we're not on an actual clock.
Yeah, I think you're right. We are just rambling and talking about, a lot of times it has nothing to do with the subject that's at hand, too.
I'm waiting. You're right. I'm waiting for my, you know what? It's probably my fault most of the time. I go, yeah, before we get into it, guys, let's talk about this. And then we talk about it for 10 minutes.
You definitely do that.
I'm waiting for my watch to buzz when Adam being yes. like, 5:07? Sorry, Adam. Sorry. I'm aware.
So irritated.
I'm aware.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, the other thing that you are pretty famous for, aside from that, because you don't really do the whole talking us into a longer Big Five, but what you do is you want us here by a certain time, and the rare occasion we get here by a certain time, we don't start on that time. There's always something going on with the computer. You forget to clap, and then we got to start over. So,
I'm like, hey guys, how was your weekend? And then it's like, oh wait, we have to record something.
We're here for a reason. Nonetheless, real quick, because we only have like 2 minutes.
Yes.
Should we even bring the subject up, Chris Paul?
That's a 3-minute conversation.
3-minute conversation. More things continue to trickle out of this Chris Paul Clippers saga. I read that he actually fought to keep his job and to not be sent home. It sounds like the final issue that kind of broke the camel's back, so to speak, was Kawhi Leonard had been fresh off of the injured list, was coming back, and he was guarding Klay Thompson, who was in the middle of a heater, and he was struggling. The conditioning wasn't quite right, and I think Chris Paul noticed, you know, why is Kawhi guarding him right now? It's not working. And he suggested that they switch. Now, Jeff Van Gundy, according to Ramona Shelburne, took offense to that, felt like he was undercutting what the coaching staff was trying to do. According to Chris Paul, that's not. He just made the suggestion. They went ahead with it. I believe Brooks Lopez and Kawhi Leonard both confirmed that, but it didn't seem to matter. And you brought up something during a break about it. Seeming like there was a bunch of egos that were having a hard time. And that seems to be what it was, because here's the deal. Chris Paul has been literally the same way his entire career. Chris has gone over it a billion times, being that he's not a Chris Paul fan.
I don't like Chris Paul.
They thought that they were going to bring in a low maintenance guy that didn't need any you know.
They
basically had a different role for him.
Okay.
I don't know how that wasn't conveyed to him because he was trying to be still be able to be productive. And it does just kind of boil down to it seemed like egos had a hard time. To me, it's such a Clipper thing to do. Like, you bring in Chris Paul, a dude who is a no-nonsense, and no-nonsense across the board. It's not. It's everybody can get it, including front office members. But you decide to try to treat him or expect different from him? It just makes no sense at all.
It's like, hey, Chris Paul, we want you to come in and help the team, but we don't want you to be you.
How much does this have anything to do with the fact that they sucked this year?
Probably a lot.
You know, because they're expected to be pretty good.
Can you imagine how awkward that locker room was for a while? Can you imagine how awkward those flights are?
And here's the other side of the coin, though, is that when you've been a Hall of Famer like Chris Paul has been, but you are no longer playing at that level. I'll give you a quick story. Miguel Tejada came to the Padres in that 2010 season that we almost got to the playoffs. And he was such a big addition to add, but he wasn't the player that he had been. And Miguel was already kind of a quiet guy. He wasn't a real loud one, but we all respected him. We all watched him. And so he had that level of respect, but he didn't overstep that considering that he wasn't the same dude. And I think even if he did, I think we would all been receptive because we were all pretty young and remember watching him be like an MVP before.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show you, no matter how good you are, if you can't maintain that level, you do have, no matter who you are, you do have to kind of tread lightly on how you approach dudes, especially younger dudes at that point. And it may have been a bad calculation on Chris's part because, you know, reports are he tried to have
a couple of team events. Halloween party and no one showed up.
And no one showed up. I've seen some of the memes of what was a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince standing in his last MTV.
I think it was the last episode of Fresh Prince when standing in the living room.
CP3 at his Halloween party.
Y'all cold-blooded, man. Y'all are cold-blooded.
Does that tell you that they don't like him? Does that tell you that they don't care? Does that tell you that they aren't a team?
I mean, it would seem to, if those reports are true, first of all.
Came from Ramona Shelburne.
It would seem to be the case, right? Like, whether they liked him or not, they didn't respect him enough to show up to a team function.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean.
Everybody?
Who would never show up to a Christmas party? It's different.
That's
I get
funny.
It. It
That's
would be
funny,
like
buddy.
It would be like if you and like if Chris invited the entire station over, and like I went and Frank went, that would be awkward.
Kind of cold.
Kind of cold for sure.
All right, let's get to break. Where are we going on the other side?
Jim
of this?
Bowden.
Oh yes, the brain this. Conversation.
Yeah. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah. This hour is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings certificates and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. I love this song. Anyway, there's our Christmas music. Getting to change it up a little bit. Yes, Run DMC is correct.
Love it.
All right, so when we went to break, we said we were going to check in with Jim Bowden. He was on Foul Territory with AJ Pierzynski, and there's a clip going around on Foul Territory about... So AJ Pierzynski sets it up this way. He says, Jim Bowden, the Dodgers' competitive balance tax is more than 16 teams' major league payroll. So the amount they're paying on the players... that they've overpaid is more than 16 teams in Major League Baseball, which is a problem. It's a massive problem when the punishment for doing this is not a punishment.
Who is saying this? Is AJ saying all this?
AJ,
or are you adding to this?
I'm adding a lot. Okay, I'm adding a lot. Anyway, so Jim Bowden goes on and he's talking about it. He says the Dodgers are making gobs of money because they've won two World Series. But then he offers a solution to fans that when fans say, hey, Jim, the Dodgers are unfair, this is what Jim says he tells them.
But, you know, I say this because I know Pirate fans, for example, they'll get upset and go, well, it's not fair. I mean, you know, the bottom 15 markets have not won a World Series in a decade. Yeah, I get it. But I tell people as fans, you don't have to be a Pirate fan. You can retire as a Pirate fan or trade yourself to the Dodgers. If you want to see your team win, right now, the Dodgers have the best chance to win a World Series again this year. So if you want to win, you as a fan, you can go to any team you want. You don't have to root for the team that's your home city. And you can see the Dodgers come play in your home city. They'll come into Pittsburgh and beat you. So look, if it bothers you that much, just become a Dodger fan. It's fine.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to irritate
somebody. All right. Number one, Jim. I'm not going to be a Dodger fan. I'm not. Like, to suggest that the only way that you get around this in your head is to retire your fandom of the Pirates and become a Dodgers fan, that is not a viable excuse or a viable option.
Solution. Is that right?
Because if you're a guy or gal who is a Pirate fan and says, you know what, I'm done with the Pirates, I'm becoming a Dodgers fan, you're a front runner.
That is very interesting because I do recall a whole lot of Charger fans saying, I'm going to pick a different team. They left.
I think that's a little bit different.
Oh, so you can do it just under certain
circumstances.
Well,
when they leave and they rip your heart out on the way out, I think, I know I'm dramatic.
You're very dramatic.
But some people feel that way.
No, that's fair. It's fair.
But Jim Bowden,
but
this
I'm saying,
is not...
You can do it.
Fine. This is a solution, but this is not a real solution.
You don't like the solution.
No. Okay. I am a fan of my team.
Me too.
I want my team to compete. I don't want to become a Dodgers fan. I don't think I could live with myself, Tony.
I think you could live with yourself.
If I for one second clapped for a Dodger something, I think I would be struck by lightning. Because it would be so not me to ever do this.
I personally couldn't do that either. I couldn't do it. You couldn't ask me to vote be a Celtic fan like tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
There's just no shot.
Or like, hey, Tony, be a Clippers fan tomorrow. They're great.
It's just no shot.
I don't know where he got
this. I'd rather
this.
Not watch the sport, honestly, than to do that.
And I think that the media...
Oh, here we're about to blame the media for it. All right, here we go.
It's the media. Remember that Chris Rock bit? Don't blame me. It's the media. The media thinks this is great because they're getting to cover one of the greatest sports teams in history.
I honestly don't think.
But they're not looking at it from our perspective.
I honestly don't think the media cares. Because you know what? The media is still going to cover it if a salary cap ever happens. I don't think they honestly care. It's the story to talk about right now.
Okay.
Especially in baseball right now, because there's nothing else to talk about other than making up these. Like, if you think about it on its face, it's kind of a ridiculous storyline.
Yeah.
Just change fandom because you can't
team,
beat them, join
like,
them
what?
Type deal.
Like, yeah. I don't
that
get
is
that.
A off-season baseball topic right there, for sure.
I got two things for you. Katrina is from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So she says, Pittsburgh isn't the city to mess with on this. It's like being a Cleveland Browns fan. You're
it
born
really
into
is.
It and you die in it.
They're allowed, first of all, Pittsburgh fans are allowed to be upset about the Pirates.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Doing what they do every year.
Yeah.
So just because they're upset doesn't mean that they want to give up their fandom.
Now, here's the other question that Braden, I guess, posed on his show. And David wants me to ask it. Here's his question. So people were wondering, did Tony Gwynn Sr. root for the Dodgers when Tony Gwynn Jr. played for them?
This is a great question. Because my dad got this question so much when, when I got to hit the kind of make the Padres playoff chances a little murky. I wasn't the one that ended it, no matter how much y'all want to say that. He got that question a lot. Was he happy for me?
Yeah.
And the other question he got a lot was, do you root for your son as a Dodger?
I can answer the first one. Yes, he was happy for
there. You can answer both of them the same way. Absolutely.
Because he doesn't see the uniform on you.
Exactly. He could care less what the uniforms are once I walked up to the plate.
But your dad would never retire and then be like, Padres stink. I'm going to be a Dodgers fan now.
No, that's there's two things can be true, right? In the case of blood relative,
yeah,
you can root for them to have success and go out there and win.
I agree with that.
Doesn't mean you have to root for the team to win.
Yeah.
Now, listen, you get into postseason play and you got some loved ones out there, you know, maybe you do have to kind of root for that, right? Because I'm sure your family's going to bring you out there for that World Series if you want to come along. You can't be rooting for the other team now.
No, you cannot.
Nah, but this is a simple one. It's no different for me with my daughters. They go. I went to Poway High.
Poway.
I can't stand you, Scraby. They go to Mount Carmel when they play Poway. Guess what? I'm rooting against Poway. Just the way it is.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not a Poway alum, but you're not. You don't have kids there. You don't have anything tied to that right now.
Right. It was funny. My dad always got a chuckle out of that question, though. Like, did you root for your son when he was coming up to the plate against your former teammate?
No,
Trevor
I didn't
Hoffman?
Talk to him for a year and a half after that.
He was disowned from the family. We didn't have him over Thanksgiving either that year. We just left him alone.
We made him go outside for the entire meal.
He had to
meal.
Eat outside by himself.
This Jim Bowden thing, really. Jim Bowden's all right. I don't mind
I
him.
Just think it's nothing can happen in terms of the fix that everybody's looking for, at least until after this season when they're...
Yeah.
And it CBA. Might not even be a guarantee of that. So, like, I think maybe just kind of come up with something to talk about.
Until then, the baseball's just going to let the Dodgers do their thing and keep winning, keep making money, keep getting further and further ahead of all the other teams.
My prediction for 2026 is the Dodgers will not win a World Series.
Wow. Well, that would be great, actually. That would be great.
My prediction. All right, let's get to break.
Yep.
When we return, Sean Lewis, head football coach for the San Diego State Aztecs, joined us earlier. If you missed it, you'll get to hear it next. Oh, let it snow, let it snow. It's a beautiful song.
It is.
5:36 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby.
Thank you.
Chris Ello.
Idol.
Indeed, idol. We have ourselves something to talk about. More importantly, something to give away. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Daniel McGuire from Fallbrook. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes, 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friend for a night in our Odyssey Suites at a Padre game with all of the fan staff later this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Daniel McGuire, you are on the clock.
Tick, 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 tick,
tick. Tick, 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 tick. As we get closer and closer to the end of this week, this are the last, what, one, two, three shows left of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically two shows in 25 minutes of Gwen and Chris before the end of the year. We will return on what day?
January 5th.
January 5th. Of course, we'll remind you of this all on Friday as we
yes.
head out. Now, no Chronicles, huh?
No Chronicles. I did the last show of the year last night.
What did you guys talk about last night?
I went through each player on the trade rumor list, and I kind of broke it down as to why the Padres would be interested in shopping those guys. Mm. Mainly just going through their contracts and stuff, because there's a lot of value in those contracts. If you have lots of time left, like Mason Miller. So
time meaning team control.
Team control, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And who is it? Jeremiah Estrada. He's in pre-arb. So he has a long way to go. Adrian Morejon's coming off. He's going to be a free agent next year. Yep. So, but the thing I was thinking,
I would really love to see him locked up.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
I like Morejon a lot. I've always been a big fan of his. When he was a starter, it just felt like it was just a matter of time before he put it together. And boom, last year he put it all together.
He did put it all together. I do you think that a team would trade just for him? Like he. And they're probably trading for him to be a closer, right? They're not trading for him to be a sixth or seventh inning guy.
It depends, man. I think there are only a couple of them, but it's almost like you're building the bullpen to have as many good arms, late inning arms. And that way, someone struggles, you can kind of reshuffle the deck, still have elite arms. But yeah, I think Morton Holm could cover quite a bit. And, it'll be interesting to see how he's used next year. You know, you don't have Robert Suarez, so there's one less back inning arm that you have. So does that, if it slots the way we think it will, Mason will be the closer and Morton Holm, who, remember, he played kind of like Mr. Do Everything. He came in like the fifth if it was the top part of the lineup, and it was like the main point of the game. We saw him pitch the eighth, we saw him pitch the ninth. He wasn't just a lefty, you know, he got both sides out. And so it'll be interesting. Is he just going to be a straight-up eighth-inning guy in front of Mason?
Or, where does Jason Adam go? He should be back.
That's the thing is, will he be back by the time?
He said he was going to be ready for the start of the season.
I know what he said. I also know Joe was like, hey, I'm coming back.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know,
I mean,
players,
it's a torn quad.
Yeah.
So if Jason Adam is back by the middle of the year, yes, it is.
But that's the thing. That's the thing is he's going to come back regardless whether he comes back. He's coming back in the middle of the year. It's not going to. I don't think it's going to be at the start of the season. Morton Holmes has a chance to kind of like take hold of that spot. Are you going to want to move him when Adams get back?
No,
you know, and Adam has to return back to that form as well. Aside from just being healthy,
I personally don't see any out like the. I can understand Nick Pivetta. He's going into a year where he's going to make $19 million, and then he has a player option for $14 million the following season. So why would he ever take $14 million? If he has another great season, he's going to opt out. So I can understand why you would do that, but then you're subtracting from your, what is it?
Strength.
You're adding by subtracting.
Yeah. There's a lot of questions, obviously.
Yeah. Hopefully we get some more clarity during the break. We have something like to go with on January 5th.
Are you going to come in and do a show if something happens?
If something huge happens, I may.
What is huge?
Big trade. Carlos Asuaje. Sorry, Carlos. If he signed, no, I'm not going to be coming in. But I'm actually going to be gone next week. So hopefully nothing happens next week. I do remember AJ making a trade for Blake Snell really late on like a December 27th type day.
AJ's prone to do anything.
Does he have Christmas?
I assume so.
He's just on the phone.
I don't think it just passes by him. All right, let's check some traffic. And if you missed it, Coach Sean Lewis, head football coach of the San Diego State Aztecs, joined us earlier. You get to hear that after.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, Tony, doing great, man. How are you guys?
We are well. First, we haven't got to talk to you all season, but we've been watching, as everybody else has. Congratulations to this point on a season. Well done. You guys will play in a bowl game 2 days after Christmas. And I believe at that point you could probably sit back and kind of look back on the year. Until then, still work to be done. How have you guys been with this kind of break you guys have been on?
Not much of a break. We've been working to retain our roster. We've had some tremendous support from the community as we finish our climb matching campaign to be able to have the resources that we need, Tony, in this day and age of college football. Then we've been on the grass getting better. We've had some great developmental practices. We started to turn the page a little bit, started doing some bowl prep for the Mean Green yesterday. And it's been good, man. It's been good to be at work and to have this opportunity to continue to move the program forward with the bowl opportunity, and excited, you know, for this great challenge that we have here on December 27th.
Sean Lewis, such an amazing job this year. Look, 3-9 to 9-3 speaks for itself. I want to congratulate you personally and your staff. And at the same time, unfortunately, I'm going to throw a little shade at Notre Dame. But while they were whining about missing out on the college playoff, I didn't hear that from you and San Diego State after you missed out on what I think could have very easily been a shot at the Mountain West Conference championship game. I think you guys showed a lot of class. I think your team, your organization, the school took it. You weren't happy about it, but you're doing the best you can with it. Talk a little bit about, you know, that whole process and how I'm sure it was disappointing when you first heard.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, obviously, right, like you have tremendous work that gets done as you move through the year. And, you know, we played a really, really close ball game last time we were down in Albuquerque, and we came up close, you know, we came up short with it all, right? So, you know, as much as this game has changed, there's still at its heart, it's still here to help young people grow. And as we all move through life, we all know that we're going to have adversity. We all know that we're going to have change. And so to me, like, when we came up short, there's lots of things that we controlled that we didn't do a good job of, that we need to coach better, that we need to execute better. And so instead of, you know, being a victim or playing that card, like, that's not who we are. It's not who we're going to be. Like, there's no victims here, you know, on the Mesa. There's no victims here in our facilities and in our program. And so, you know, I thought it was really important as we continue to move forward, right, that, hey, like, what can we control? Let's get back to work. And we have another opportunity that created extra time with this special team. And let's go maximize each and every single one of these days that we get to spend together, that we get to go compete again, that we get to improve. And, you know, hey, like, that's fuel for the fire for next year. Yeah. I don't know any other way. Like, one of our non-negotiables is we don't blame, we don't complain, and we don't defend our bad behavior, right? So, like, not going to say something to kids that we said since day one, and then go and, you know, cry about something that we could have controlled by just playing better and getting a win. Then we control our own destiny and we're not in this spot.
Coach Sean Lewis joins us, Aztec head football coach. And Coach Lewis, one of the things that I admired watching this season was in your first season, you guys go 3-9, and we'd watch you come on and be pretty consistent in how you talked about the following week. Fast forward to this year, you guys go 9-3, and the thing that I enjoyed most was there was no change in your tone and how you talked about the previous weeks. Was that, the upcoming weeks of the season, was that intentional as you guys moved out of that 3-9 season, you went into this 9-3 season? Was it intentional to kind of just be the same guy every single day?
Yeah, Tony, I mean, like, I've been fortunate to have this opportunity to take over in this chair, and we got a great group of people, most importantly, players and staff alike, that buy into our process. And you know, I know it's coaches cliche speak a little bit, but like, right, process over results. Like, regardless of what the results were, whether it was 3-9 last year, it's 9-3 this year. Like, I know our process works, and I really value consistency and how people show up, like the emotional consistency that people bring to the building, that they're adding positive energy, and that, you know, they're never too high, they're never too low, that they truly have purpose and intent behind what they do. And, you know, again, like, I think it's important that we as leaders in college football, and me as the leader of Aztec football, like, model and show what that standard is each and every single day that I acted out, right? And so, you know, I mean, hopefully we have a tremendous year one of these years, right, that we're building towards where we go undefeated and we win a championship. And, you know, hey, we're jumping on the radio and you're like, Coach, you're still the same dude, man. Like, you guys ran the table and won the national championship. And I'm like, yeah, shoot, we're behind in recruiting. Like, we got to go. We got to go do the next thing the right way, you know?
Well, you might be the same if you win the championship, but we won't be, Coach. We'll be jumping up and down and going crazy. You've made it so much about the team, and that, again, is part of the, I think, the secret sauce for you guys. But Chris Johnson was a guy that was able to step out a little bit to be second-team All-American, unbelievable accomplishment. I think he could have been first-team, missed the one game. And, you know, we all saw how much we missed him when he didn't play there in Hawaii. But talk a little bit about his commitment to the program. He came back, you know, for you for another year. And what having a player accomplish what he did does for you guys going forward.
Yeah, I mean, Chris is a tremendous individual, right? And Chris will be the first one to tell you that all his individual awards are team awards. But Chris is a unique player, a unique young man. He showed that in his commitment to the program and the belief in our process, you know, 12 months ago. And then, shoot, when the spring portal opened as well, people were trying to, you know, steal him away from us because they know his talent and character and ability that he has. And I tell you what, it obviously worked out great for our program. And now it's something that we can point to, you know, where there's real proof of concept about the development that we're going to have, the growth, you know, in our young man. And for him, you know, to be invited to the Senior Bowl, we're able to speak to that, right, to where all your dreams, you know, can happen right here at San Diego State. You don't need to go chase a logo. You don't need to go chase a different opportunity. I mean, the grass is greenest where you water it. And Chris showed that, man, being loyal to the soil here and, you know, being with the team that, you know, believed in him and the program that believed in him first and foremost, and seeing that through is really, again, a testament to him, you know, his family that raised him. And, you know, what's great about it now as he moves through to the next chapter and the next process of, you know, postseason draft process, like, there's not a red flag that he has to answer or a question that he has to answer about, hey, why'd you leave? You know, and I think that speaks and that resonates with the NFL organizations, right? And when they're making decisions of who they're going to invest in, like, hey, this is a guy who's going to be loyal to the organization and loyal to the team, and a guy that the community can rally behind because he's shown that character and the way that he makes good, sound decisions. So, yeah, really happy for Chris, his family. And I agree with you. I'm hard-pressed to know who these other corners are that are better than him, because he's a true difference maker. And in my ballot, he's first-team All-American all day.
Coach Sean Lewis joins us here on Gwen and Chris, Aztec's head football coach. And Coach Lewis, one of the things you're tasked with, aside from helping these young men you know, advance on the football field, advance in life, and prepare them for life, is you're also tasked with bringing in good help, you know, good coaches alongside yourself. You lose a good one in Rob Orrich. He heads to Nebraska. That's got to be somewhat of a bittersweet thing, because obviously you bring guys in because they're good at what they do, and eventually if they continue to do that, teams are going to come calling, but you also have to replace someone that was pretty valuable to the ball club this year. How does that go about? And tell us a little bit about his replacement.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously this whole thing, right, of college football in particular is always has been, always will be a talent acquisition business, right? Like whether it's the retention of talent, like we just talked about with Chris and Trey and Tano and all the others that we were able to keep 12 months ago to build a special 2025 team. Well, the retention of your coaching talent and the acquisition of your coaching talent, you know, is equally as important. So obviously Rob was in-house a year ago and did a tremendous job, you know, with our edges and trade development, and then, you know, did a tremendous job a year ago taking over as, you know, the defense coordinator and leading us to elite levels. And again, just like the players, when they're balling out on the film, well, obviously other head coaches recognize around college football, yeah, you know, hey, someone's leading those guys and coordinating that defense. And Rob got a tremendous opportunity for him and his family. And, you know, again, you know the job that you signed up for. And I'm very thankful for what Rob and his family and Coach Manning as well, who came in and coached our edges for a year, you know, what they were able to do with us within our program, and, you know, happy for them and the opportunity that they were able to get. And as we move forward, you know, Coach Sumler's doing a tremendous job as our interim DC right now. I mean, everyone who's listening knows who he is and what he's about, and, you know, the loyalty that he has shown to this program and the way that he's built connections with the guys. He's been doing a great job in that role. And, you know, we're looking to have this thing kind of shored up here, you know, for the full-time position and who that's going to be going forward in 2026 here sooner rather than later. But obviously it's such an critically important role that we want to make sure that we get it right and that we just don't rush to a decision in that regard.
Coach Sean Lewis is with us from San Diego State. We appreciate the time, Coach. I don't want to keep you too much longer. And I want to say my guys there are going to be mad at me for asking you this, but this has been a theme with the coaches that have come on our show this year, Matt Johnson and Rob Orrich, and I asked them both about it. So I have to know, is Demetrius Sumler thinking about shaving his head and growing a beard so that he can be one of the top coaches on that staff?
That's not a prerequisite. You know, I can't speak for everyone else, but I've got some bad genes, or maybe it's the stress of the job, but I promise you guys don't want to see what this hair looks like if I try and grow it out, but I can't. So Meach can keep his style. He'll be good if it ends up being him.
Well, Coach Lewis, we appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. We are certainly looking forward to seeing you guys perform a couple days after Christmas. Great year. Finish with a bang. And again, thank you for your time.
Yeah, guys, appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
Coach.
Go Aztecs.
I'm always extremely impressed every time we talk to him, man. He seems like the perfect person to run, get this program going. I will have to say, and we were kind of talking about this while I was playing.
Yeah.
Chris scares both of us when he says,
so scary.
When he says stuff like, my partners are going to be mad at me for asking you this.
It's like Chris,
both of us probably in our head were like, oh, God, what is he about to say?
What is he about to ask? And
that wasn't that bad.
I mean, that's been a theme amongst the interviews with football. But, yeah, immediately I'm like, where is he going? What am I going to have to clean up?
All right, that's going to do it for tonight's episode.
Yeah, there's no Scraby show.
No Chronicles.
Correct.
Back at you tomorrow. Short show. Get you prepared for the Rams. Seahawks.
Huge game,
big
honestly.
Game. Yeah. Big
it's
game.
It's first place in the NFC West. It's first place in the NFC.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, see you guys tomorrow. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.